Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. This weekend, we're being joined with somebody here that you've probably not heard of before, but you're going to be hearing a lot of in the future, as well as the organization that she represents. Elaine Beadle is the CEO of Indiana Destination Development Corporation. She joins us today. Elaine, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate being with you today.
So let's talk about the Indiana Destination Development Corporation. First of all, we got something else to get into in just a second that you guys are involved with, but the Destination Development Corporation is something relatively new that a lot of people here in Indiana may not have heard of yet.
Oh, I think that's probably true. It was something that the legislators approved in the 2019 session, and that was to create a quasi-government entity that in essence would replace tourism, our Indiana Office of Tourism Development. But as the governor and lieutenant governor thought more about it, what they really wanted the Indiana Destination Development Corporation to do is to actually have a much broader mission, and that would be to promote, brand, and tell Indiana's authentic story to help attract and retain business, talent, students, as well as visitors to the state, and then look for opportunities to maybe invest in our quality of life within Indiana. So that mission got broadened, as I said, from just visitors, as the Indiana Office of Tourism Development was focused on, but to really tell our story so that people want to come here, but people also want to live here, and that businesses will be here. As we talk to a lot of CEOs, you know, they have difficulty recruiting talent from outside of Indiana, and it's not that they have a bad impression of Indiana. It's mostly, why would I come to Indiana? What does Indiana have to offer? They may love the job, but, you know, they know they're going to be living here, so what else will they be doing? And really, when you think about the hospitality and the leisure industry, it truly is our quality of life. It's what we all want to do when we're not working. And so that's become an important aspect for people when they do accept a job. They want to know how fulfilling will their life be with all the other amenities we have. And, you know, I think Indiana has so many wonderful quality of life assets here. And, you know, from our great state parks, but all of the other venues that we have so many number ones, and we have so many cutting edge businesses here. And we just haven't told that story well enough. And so that's really the focus and the mission of the Indiana Destination Development Corporation, is to really tell our story to those outside of Indiana, and to make sure that those inside of Indiana, us cradle Hoosiers, as we're sometimes called, who were born and raised here, that we understand all of the wonderful assets we have from the South, from the Ohio River up to Lake Michigan. There's an awful lot of wonderful things going on, and we just don't take the time to maybe understand them ourselves and get out of our own little region and explore the rest of the state. So a lot of that focus is what the IDDC will be doing.
So I take, obviously, you're a marketing group really for the state of Indiana, and your job, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, is to work hand in hand with all the businesses and other entities around the state to help them realize what they need to know to better show off what they do and make Indiana and themselves look better, right?
Absolutely. You nailed it. That's exactly what we need to do. And we want to collaborate with the businesses as they're trying to recruit talent and provide them the tools so that they have something that they can show. And as well as some of the other entities working with the universities, for example, you know, we get so many students that want to come to our wonderful Indiana universities and colleges here that we get them here for 4 to 6 years. We need to give them an experience that says, hey, I might just stay in Indiana. Or, you know, if they don't take their first job here, maybe when that second job gets offered by an Indiana business, they'll say, hey, yeah, I really did enjoy it there. So getting them an experience to really understand the fabric of Indiana and what our lifestyle is really here and all the wonderful things that we have to do and enjoy.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to see what we have when you're on the inside looking out as opposed to on the outside looking in. That's probably one of the biggest problems, not just us, but everybody has.
Right. You know, it's normal. We always think the grass is greener somewhere else. And to be quite honest, we need to show that, no, the greenest grass is probably right here in Indiana. We've got a lot of things going for us here in Indiana that some other states actually envy. And, you know, we're a great fiscal state. We have, you know, great opportunities for business startups. So all these wonderful things are here, but we just haven't done, our megaphone's not big enough and loud enough yet. And by doing all the collaboration with universities as well as corporations and businesses, we hope that we can have a louder megaphone for all of us.
Elaine Beadle, the CEO of Indiana Destination Development Corporation, is our guest today. And one of the things as far as helping to market Indiana to the outside world, in light of pandemic, let's face it, with the pandemic going on, not a lot of people are going anywhere because, well, there's not a lot of places to go that are open. But you guys have got something new. It's called the Hoosier Hospitality Promise that's supposed to kind of help bring people back to Indiana as we start to move again a little bit. So tell us about this promise and what's that supposed to do?
Right. It's, as you mentioned, Hoosier Hospitality Promise. And you can find it at the website, HoosierHospitalityPromise.com. But really the whole program was meant to be a health and safety program, to really talk about how can we open our economy again and make sure that we're doing all the things that we are doing, and then how do we communicate that to the consumers. So it's really a program that we hope to educate, we hope to get a commitment out of, and we hope to then give a reward for making it a promise. So the Hoosier Hospitality Promise has two parts. One is for businesses to be able to go to that website and sign up and say, hey, my business is doing everything we're supposed to do. We're following every CDC guideline. We're doing everything the local and state health departments tell us to do. And we're doing all the suggestions that our national organization has met. And we're going to even list them here so you can see what all we're doing to make sure that we have a healthy environment and that our employees can work safely there and that our guests can come and enjoy what we've got to offer here in a safe environment. So it's really all about health and safety. And so we ask businesses to take the promise that we're going to do everything that we're supposed to do, and they've got an opportunity to even offer a discount if they'd like to do that as well. So they can go to the website, sign up their business, offer a discount if they'd like to. They don't have to. And then they'll be in our list on our map. And we'll actually show a little pin. Somebody can look them up and understand what they've got to offer and that they have made the Hoosier Hospitality Promise. The second part of that is for our guests. We want all of our consumers, we want all of our residents in Indiana to also make the promise that they're going to do all that they can to be safe in that environment, that they're going to wear a mask when appropriate, that they're going to social distance, that they're going to stay home if they're not feeling well, that they're going to do all the things that they need to do so that when they go into one of the establishments, they're doing their part. And if the education part is, if we all do that, we're going to be able to get through this and get our economy open as well. So it really is an opportunity for our guests to go make the promise. And when they make the promise, they get what we're calling the Hoosier Hospitality Promise Pass. And that pass will be downloaded on their phone or emailed to them. And that pass will give them access to every discount that's being offered. So if they go into a hotel, if they go into a restaurant, you know, and the restaurant may be offering 15% off or free appetizer or whatever, or they can go to an attraction venue. Maybe it's a theater. Maybe it's a music venue. Maybe it's an attraction like Holiday World and Splashing Safari. So they can go there and use their discount to get a benefit for them taking the promise. Again, making sure that they're going to be safe in those environments and working together. So we're hoping that this will, again, in a very healthy and safe way, help to open our economy again in Indiana.
Speaking of opening the economy, you know, we talk about the Hoosier Hospitality Promise. I think folks maybe don't realize just how important this is because Indiana, obviously Indianapolis, but even here in Terre Haute and in other areas around the state, we've lost billions of dollars this year by the lack of convention business that's been canceled. I mean, Indy 500, no fans allowed. We've really lost a lot of money because of the pandemic, and it's important that this promise program is out there to kind of convince folks, hey, it's okay to come back, you know?
Right, right. And that's what we're trying to do by showing it that it's safe, and we're doing everything everyone has told us to do to make sure that that is the case. And you're so right. In the hospitality and leisure industry has probably been hit the hardest with the long-term impact. I mean, a lot of businesses that were hit hard, but they've got an opportunity to recover if you're in manufacturing and some of those other areas. But, you know, if you're a hotel or if you're a restaurant, no one used your services 3 days ago. Well, you can't make that up. You know, you can't sell that room, you know, to 30 people in 2 days. You know, that you just can't do those kinds of things. What you missed is gone. And so that revenue is going to be gone permanently. So it is important that we get reopened safely and that everyone does their part to make sure that we can help our economy get restarted. Because, you know, unfortunately, we're going to lose some in some small businesses, perhaps, and some of the restaurants and other things if we all don't do our part and really get out there and start spending again. So as I mentioned, this is for restaurants and hotels, but also for retail stores. We even have some businesses that have signed up. I think there's a dentist that has signed up, again, wanting to communicate how they're doing everything required to be to have a safe environment. So it's kind of fun because then if you go to the website and you made the promise as a consumer, then you can go and look at all the businesses. You can sort it by restaurants. You can sort it by geographic area. You can sort it by who's offering a discount. So there's all the ways to kind of look at that. So I encourage all of your listeners to go to whosyourhospitalitypromise.com and really check it out and hopefully make the promise.
A program like this does not just appear. You've obviously had to do some work and researching through various ideas and venues and that to get the feedback that you needed for this. I'm assuming you talked to businesses around the state, business leaders, maybe local chambers of commerce. How did you get what you needed to come up with this program?
Well, interesting enough, I'm glad you brought that up. The Indiana Restaurant and Lodging Association actually brought this program to us. And at that time, they were just trying to get their members, their restaurants and hotels, to sign up. And this was a program from their national organization. So other states have been working on this as well. We took it and really expanded it, though, because when you think about a hospitality promise, Hoosier Hospitality Promise, it just goes with it, right? And so they brought the program to us with a lot of the structure in place, and then we just kind of made it much more broad. So it was very helpful to have that start and have them as partners. As well, we had the Indiana Tourism Association as a partner in this program and our state health department. So, you know, with everybody coming together and then spreading the word, and that's what the Indiana Tourism Association and all of their membership have been able to help us do as well. So it's statewide, and there's something everywhere, and I'm sure Terre Haute has several businesses on there, and we hope to have more and more consumers from Terre Haute signing up from all of your listening audience. So go ahead and check it out. And if you're a business, we do hope that you'll make that promise and move forward.
Federal dollars from the CARES Act has made a new grant possible to help out arts and culture. And this is something else that's new that's coming our way. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. That's brand new. You know, the Indiana Destination Development Corporation actually just became effective due to that legislation July 1st of this year. But we've been planning with that for quite some time. And obviously had to take a little bit of a pivot and kind of stop that planning, but to kind of look at what the industry needed. And one of the things was some financial assistance. And so the CARES Act funding that brought about $2.4 billion to the state of Indiana from the federal government, that the state has been working in different ways to provide some of those benefits out to the state. So we had the opportunity. We received $10 million from those funds for the arts, culture, and destination marketing organization grant program. And actually, it just became live with an application this past August 14th, Friday, August 14th. So grant applications are being received until September 4th. And it's really for all those nonprofit organizations, our arts organizations, our festivals, our museums, our zoos, different organizations that really are important to the arts and culture of our communities, and to help them receive some of this funding. The other group is the destination marketing organization. So that's your convention and visitor bureaus and your local communities. And sometimes it's a chamber who's doing that. It's the organization that's responsible for marketing your area and telling all the great stories that are out there. And unfortunately, when the COVID-19 hit and the shutdown hit, people weren't traveling, and they are funded primarily through innkeeper's tax, which is an extra tax that people, when they stay in hotels, pay. And so a portion of that was going to some of these destination marketing organizations to help market the area. And of course, that dried up. So we're including them in this grant application as well, in this granting process, to hopefully give them some funding so that they can get back up and running and helping to market their areas. So we're very excited about being able to do this and to help all those organizations around the state, and looking forward to hearing and seeing the applications from the organizations in the Terre Haute area and the whole West Central area, as well as from the destination marketing organization.
Elaine Beatles, the CEO of the Indiana Destination Development Corporation. Now, you guys have a website of your own, right?
We do. We do have the Indiana Destination Development Corporation website, which is still not quite live. It will be soon. It was one of the things that got pushed back a little bit in developing that, but watch for that. But the visitindiana.com website, which is one that the Indiana Office of Tourism Development had put together, is still a great website, and we will continue that maybe under the different banner later. But for right now, it's still live. You can go there and find out all of the road trips that we've planned. I mean, one of the things that we know from all the research is people want to get out, but they want to do it with their vehicle. They're not going to get on planes to fly anywhere. They want to go somewhere within a driving distance. They want to enjoy outdoor activities primarily. So if you go to visitindiana.com and look for our day trips, and it's called Making Memories, we've got 21, 22 different road trips that you can do around Indiana based on what you're interested in doing. So it's really a great website to see what our state offers, maps them out for you, does the whole thing. So that's a great website. And then we also have the 20 in 20, you know, the playoff and the 2020, but 20 items, Indiana 20. So 20 in 20 that we're doing a variety of lists. And we'll be doing 20 different lists this year. We slowed down a little bit again because of the COVID, but now you can go and see unique places to visit, 20 unique places to visit Indiana, or 20 ice cream shops around the state. So there's a variety of lists on that website as well that are really fun to kind of look at, and really helps you kind of plan that little excursion that you may be interested in doing.
And also don't forget, too, about the Hoosier Hospitality Promise. HoosierHospitalityPromise.com is the website. It's good for businesses who want to take part in this, and also for you who just want to go out and find out about Hoosier Hospitality and the promise in order to be able to travel safely. Elaine Beatles, the CEO of the Indiana Destination Development Corporation. We appreciate her being with us today. And also, don't forget, if you missed any part of the program, need a repeat, want to catch a website again, other details, you can always find the entire program as a podcast on our website. Thanks for being with us this weekend, and we'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.